Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rene Montegudo. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Rene Montegudo. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is hit by the pitch. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Pofahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first, with Montegudo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rene Montegudo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montegudo hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bloodworth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive towards third. Travis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Case strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Case out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Senators. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bloodworth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL scores. Appling moves to third. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Knott reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. Tresh scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knott scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pofahl is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early pinch hits for Rene Montegudo. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Wright scores. Rosenthal moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Lewis reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis scores. Travis moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Knott hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Krakowsk is now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Pofahl hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Pofahl reaches second base with a double. Bloodworth scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welich pinch hits for Joe Krakauskas. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welich moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lewis is called out on strikes. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Travis reaches third base with a triple. Welich scores. Case goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, White Sox. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.